This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Buck Sexton Show, everybody. Also called the Freedom Hut as a throwback to the early days. I appreciate you being here. We've got two stories to get to. Hunter Biden gun charges back on the table. Now, what does that mean for Hunter? What does that mean for Joe? What does it mean for 2024? Plus, in the background, Kamala Harris asked directly, are you ready to take over the presidency? And she says, of course she is. But do Democrats believe that? This all matters because, well, if they don't believe that, it affects how much they're willing to back Joe no matter what. Let's start, though, with this. Prosecutors, this is Wall Street Journal, will seek to indict Hunter Biden this month. This is a move by special counsel David Weiss, which comes after the plea deal on tax charges fell apart. Okay, let's get into this. First of all, my friends, the likelihood in my mind here, there are a few pathways that this can take. I believe the likeliest pathway is as follows. Weiss clearly has said that he's going to seek an indictment. This is issued in an update to the federal court in Delaware. So he's putting it out there in the press that he's, you know, putting the heat on Hunter on the gun charge. Remember, Hunter lied on a federal gun background check form about his drug usage. He's a drug addict. He bought a gun. He said he isn't a drug addict. Not allowed to do that. I think the statutory maximum on this is 10 years. So it's a long time. Now, that he probably wouldn't get the statutory maximum, but still. Get something. There are other people who have gone to prison for a few years on this. Actually, a few prominent people. From, I believe, one or two well-known members of the hip-hop community have gone to prison for similar gun-related charges. So people do go to prison for this. And they don't want Hunter to go to prison for this, obviously. So what are they going to do? Here's what I think happens. Weiss puts this out there and is going to get together with the prosecution. I'm sorry, with the defense, Hunter's defense team. They're still claiming that he's abiding by the agreement and that the government broke the terms of the last agreement and all this other stuff. Weiss is going to give him another sweetheart deal. It maybe won't be quite as sweetheart as the last one, but I don't see any situation in my mind in which Weiss is willing to press charges that will send Hunter Biden to prison. without giving him a plea option that avoids prison. If he gives him a no prison plea option, he takes it. Why would he take it? Well, because his dad is guaranteed to pardon him, giving him back all of his rights and wiping away the conviction. No matter what happens in the 2024 election, right? No matter what happens in the 2024 election. So Biden loses, let's say, and he just makes the felony plea deal that Hunter gets turns into a nothing burger. He gets back everything, gets back all of his rights, can have his legal license, I'm sure, again, probably. I'm not really sure how that works. I just kind of went Trumpy for no reason. I didn't even mean to. Probably. But no, it's true. So Hunter has no real prison risk there. If for some reason Hunter were to take this to trial, which again, if he pleads not guilty, can't get a plea deal, goes to trial, he could run this thing out. I mean, he could probably push this out until, I would assume, next summer, close to the election anyway. And then even if he were found guilty, he could push the start of his sentence into, oh gosh, I don't know, the end of 2024. Be like, you know what, Judge? I'm happy to show up to federal prison starting right around like early December 2024. Oh, you mean when Joe Biden will be in a position to pardon him anyway? Again, win or lose, Joe will still be the president. Likely. You know, assuming there's no major health issue. So Hunter's not going to prison, everybody. That's not happening, right? Let's just get this clear. Hunter Biden is not going to prison. Okay, now let's take it to the next step in this process. If Hunter Biden isn't going to prison, what would change all this? Well, if Joe Biden starts to become politically so weak in the mind of Democrats, not just because of Hunter, but what happens if we ever find out about the 10% for the big guy in terms of banking transfers? What happens if we have the smoking gun evidence of what I give half my income to Pop, as Hunter wrote in a text message, meaning Joe Biden? We find that stuff. And the Democrats realize Joe will lose an election against Trump. I can't say guaranteed, because they think they're going to lock Trump up. And I know people don't want to hear that, but they think they're going to lock Trump up. So if Biden becomes politically unsellable, something like that, to the electorate, then you might be in a situation where he would have to step down. He would pardon Hunter before he stepped down, obviously. I think the chance of this happening is almost zero. Almost zero. Why? I'll explain in a moment. Being healthy, feeling strong. I mean, who doesn't want that? Our friends at Chalk, the supplement company based in Texas, want to help you feel your very best. They've got a great lineup of all-natural supplements designed for both men and women. By far, their most popular products are the Male Vitality Stack and their Female Vitality Stack. The first one includes a leading ingredient that replenishes diminished amounts of testosterone in guys. Needed by almost every guy, whether they realize it or not. The Female Vitality Stack is specifically formulated to provide what's needed for optimum hormone health. You're going to find their products online. That way you can save 35% off any Chalk subscription you choose for life when you use my name, Buck, in the purchase process. So go to chalk.com. That's chok.com. Use my name, Buck, when you make your purchase. Get 35% off for the life of your subscription. Cancelable at any time. Chalk. CHOQ.com. Use my name, Buck, for 35% off. So chalk.com, Buck, 35% off. Amazing supplements. Do so much for people. Go check them out. Kamala Harris is the part of this whole equation that people have very different opinions on, but makes a big difference. I think if the Democrats had a person in the vice president role that they thought, that they believed, could defeat Donald Trump in 2024, Joe Biden would be stepping down. If they had a stronger vice president, given Biden's age, infirmity, all the rest of it, I think you would probably have Joe Biden step down. But you don't have somebody that Democrats believe is likely to be able to win. And that changes everything. Now, Kamala Harris has recently said, she was at the ASEAN summit. Do we say Asian? It's ASEAN. I don't know. I mean, how do you pronounce that? And whatever. The point is ASEAN summit. I should know this. I'm an international relations guy, CIA, all that. But you know, I don't pay attention to summits. Kamala says every vice president knows they take the oath. They must be very clear about the responsibility that they may have to take over the job of being president. I am no different. Yeah, well, the Democrats don't want her to take over that job. That's for sure. Because she'd have to run, and she'd have to run against Donald Trump in 2024. And even with a Trump tied up like Gulliver by the Lilliputians with all the ropes, even a Trump tied up legally in that way, I think would be in a strong position to defeat Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris just cannot get the votes. And so that's why Joe Biden, despite his age, infirmity, and everything else, still has the full support of the Democrat machine. That's why he's still going to be the guy. And I know people say, oh, Gavin Newsom and all this stuff. Hold on a second. Joe Biden, you look at the polls. He's neck and neck with Trump right now. And they haven't started the trials of Trump or the massive Oppo campaign and all the lies and all the January 6th insurrection, all that stuff. This is the quiet before the storm, my friends. So when people are saying, oh, the Trump and Biden are neck and neck in the polls, yeah, that's because it's a year before the election. Now, I'm not saying I don't think Trump can win. I'm just saying those numbers are going to shift. And the Democrats have a plan to roll out the most aggressive. It's not just going to be an Oppo campaign. It's going to be if you don't vote for Joe Biden, the country is over and America's done. That's going to be the campaign. And they're going to have Trump walking, you know, going to dealing with the courts and the indictments and all this stuff. Will it work? I don't know. I hope not, for the country's sake. But I think that's what they're going to do. I think it's very obvious that's what they're going to do. But then there's this notion of, oh, well, maybe they'll just do an open primary. And so that won't be Kamala. It'll be, yeah, let me tell, I'll deal with that in a second. MyPillow's team has a great sale going on with an everyday item for your home. Their popular six-piece towel set is back in stock and back on sale. Towel set is made with USA cotton, as absorbent as you want your towels to be, and as soft as the best USA cotton. Set comes with two baths, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Typically retails for $79.98. Right now, you can get this set 50% off, just $39.99 with my name, Buck, as the promo code at MyPillow.com. Upgrade and update the towels in your home with this great value. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square, get 50% off the six-piece towel set. That's MyPillow.com. Use promo code Buck. You'll get 50% off the six-piece towel set. I get a couple of these every year, the six-piece towel set. Just great to have fresh towels at home. Your towels probably are old and don't do very well anymore, you know. Get some fresh towels. Get the six-piece towel set. Hook yourself up. All right. They won't do a primary, folks. Democrats won't do a primary. They won't do a primary because it'll waste a ton of money. They have an incumbent president. It will show a lack of resolve and undermining of this White House. There's just no way. People argue with me on this all the time. You know, I've been saying for consistently without wavering, Biden's going to be the nominee. And there are all these people who say, oh, no, it's going to be Gavin Newsom. I said, Gavin Newsom would have to win a Democrat primary. You know, there's going to be 10 other, who knows how many other Democrats who throw their hats in the ring. Who knows if Gavin Newsom would even come out on top of all this? I mean, nobody would have thought Joe Biden in 2020 was going to come out in the Democrat primary. But that's what happened. So there's no way they'll throw it into chaos. You have a Democrat president who can run for another term. That's what's going to happen. OK, I'm consistent. I'm the one who's been saying this all along. I know, you know, people, oh, it could be this person. It could be that person. If Kamala Harris were a well-liked Democrat politician who was charismatic and then I could see Joe Biden stepping down now because the vice president becomes the president and then has the power of the incumbency to run a campaign with. That would make sense. But they don't think Kamala can win. And they know that a primary, a Democrat primary, would be a mess. And their strategy is to use the law to make Trump effectively unelectable. I don't think it'll work. I hope it doesn't work. But that's their strategy. They're not. The strategy is, and look at how great Joe Biden is. The strategy is Trump is going to destroy the planet. You know, the strategy is hysteria, fear, and craziness. And Joe Biden can still be the guy, given that that's the strategy. You see what I mean here? When you break it down, what I'm saying makes sense. Look, if I'm wrong, I'll come back on. I'll tell you, oh, I'm wrong. I'm sorry. But those of you who've been with me now since I started doing this in 2012, you know. How often am I wrong about this stuff? I mean, really. It's pretty rare. It's pretty rare. Thanks for hanging, team. Shields high.
Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who: the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.